Rock and Roll Geek Show 1155.
Still rocking after all these years.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
This is it, the show that started it all. Often imitated, but never equal. From San Francisco, USA, online since 2004, it's the one and only Rock and Roll Geek Show. With the original rock and roll geek, Michael Butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name is Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today is Friday, August 19th, 2022, and it is 1:43 p.m. when I'm recording this episode. This is day 19 of the Dog Days of Podcasting, where I attempt to do a show a day for the entire month, along with a bunch of other podcast nerds as well. And I'm a little parched, so I'm going to open up my first Tecate of the day. I'm going to do a regular show today. It is Friday. The new Thunder Mother was released, and I, excuse me, I was able to get it. I do not have the liner notes, but I do have some publicity, PR text to talk to refer to when I'm doing the track by track. So I'm going to do a track by track of the new Thunder Mother on this episode. Also, I'm going to play a couple other tunes, and I got some audio comments as well. Let's start. Oh, before I get into a song, hunting season starts tomorrow. On the trail cam this morning, well, late last night, there was a bear and its cub by the tree stand again. A little buck was there this morning. Later on that morning, because I was worried, so what time should I get up at 3 a.m.? Should I set the super early alarm? And if I do that, do I want to walk into the mother and cub? And so then I'm up here preparing the show, and my trail cam's going off. And I look on there. This is about 11 o'clock this morning. And I'm going, and I'm looking on the phone, and there is a nice size buck. It's not a huge, it's 4 points, which is plenty legal, and it looks like a decent size. So I go up and I start to, and I see if I can creep up and get a good look and see. So I'm walking up there behind my house by the tree stand. As soon as I get up where you can look over the hill, I got some beer caught in my throat. I'm going to try to power through it. As soon as you get up there and look through the hill or over the little ledge to see the hill, I about run into a little button buck. I mean, about 15, 20 feet in front of me. I ease back, turn around, and go back down to my office and head back down to the house and start cooking, preparing dinner. So I'm preparing dinner, which is going to be a pheasant with mushroom sauce, which is Stephen Ranella from The Meat Eater. He has a hunting show on the podcast or on the Outdoor Channel. He's also got a great podcast called Meat Eater. Anyway, he's also a great cook, and so I'm following his pheasant recipe, and that takes about 3 hours to cook, so that's going right now. It consists of pheasants and potatoes, mushrooms, a bottle of white wine, some cream. Hopefully it's going to be good. I'm going to cook it. It calls for 3 hours, but I'm pretty sure he's doing it with a wild pheasant, and I'm doing it with a store-bought pheasant, so I'm going to cook it for 2 hours and see how it goes. So that's cooking right now in the Traeger. I'm using the Traeger as an oven, because it's about 100 degrees out right now, and the wife doesn't want me cooking inside. So while that's cooking, I figured I might as well come up here and do a Rock and Roll Geek Show from my studio, and it is very hot outside, so I may have to turn the air conditioner on. I'm going to try to go as long as I can without it. So if you hear noise, I apologize. So tomorrow is hunting season starts. I went out and did some target practice with my bow. I was shooting a little bit low at 20 yards. I don't really want to adjust the sight. I think I'm just going to adjust my aim. But from the tree stand, if the bucks come by where that game trail leads, they're only going to be about 15 yards. So that's where I got it, the one last year. So we'll see, friends. Tomorrow you have a notes from the tree stand to look forward to, and maybe a bonus notes from the walk-in cooler, if all goes as hoped. So that's the plan for tomorrow, right? But the plan for right now is I'm going to do a Rock and Roll Geek Show for you, friends. This is a regular length Rock and Roll Geek Show, like I said, and I'm burping up this fine Tecate. Let's start off with a song. This was sent to me by Tim Binder, longtime friend Tim Binder. Used to work at Century Media when I was in American Heartbreak. Anyway, he sent me this band called Old Heavy Hands. He said to me, I have a band I'd love you to check out and possibly play if you think it would fit. It's more alt country southern rock, but I think you'll find it has a very Lucero kind of vibe, and I know you're a fan of Lucero, which I am. The band is from Greensboro, North Carolina. They're called Old Heavy Hands. The band comes off from a very punk rock background. I'm trying to find some traction, blah, 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 blah. They're starting to build a nice crowd in the Carolinas and hoping to continue to work with them. So let's read their press release. Old Heavy Hands have released their single Runaround to coincide with the release of their beer that is called Small Fires. Hey, Old Heavy Hands, if you happen to hear this, I would love to have a six-pack of your beer called Small Fires. So please, friends, rockandrollgeek@gmail.com if you hear your band playing on my show. Please send me a six-pack. I'll PayPal you the money for it. Okay, what else? I'm back. I'm getting sidetracked by beer, thinking about beer. The single is now streaming and available for download from all digital platforms, blah, blah, blah. Nate Hall, the guitarist and vocals on the track, shared, it's a song that comes from a place of revelation. Sometimes we don't realize that we're the bad guy in our story. Runaround is about accepting that and changing the stories. Okay. The Small Fires Pilsner is a collaboration with the band's friends at Little Brother Brewery. Send me a bottle or a can at least, Old Heavy Hands. I like a Pilsner. A lager and Pilsner are my favorites. They chose a Pilsner because they wanted a crispy boy that leaves you feeling refreshed and ready for another. Coming in at 4.2% alcohol by volume, that's perfect for me. Light beer, my favorite kind. This beer lets you enjoy the show and not forget the party. All right, let me take another sip of this fine Tecate, which I wish was a Small Fires Pilsner. Ah, that's good, Small Fires. The singer Nate Hall found himself grappling with a dire stomach cancer diagnosis. Oh, great. In August of 2018, while death was expected, Hall fought and fought. Through chemotherapy and hard-ass willpower, he eventually recovered, ignited a powerful 9-month songwriting torrent by the entire band. After the dire cancer diagnosis, Nate had only one choice, to fight. With a wife, 4 children, 2 grandchildren, a tattoo business, and a band to think about, Nate dug deep and began the literal fight for his life. It's a great story. Once the reality set in and fear and worry for his loved ones filled him with doubt, his family, friends, and community came together to help lift the man that had spent his whole life helping others, and show up they did. While going through the extreme pain and exhaustion of chemo, the community stepped up in a way he never could have imagined. From huge benefit concerts to his staff at Legacy Irons, having to fill the unfulfilled gap of Nate not having the energy to run the tattoo shop. I'm assuming it's a tattoo shop. To strangers signing up to bring the family dinner every night for months. That's the way it is in the South, friends. You got people helping each other, not like some of these big cities. Was no longer just Dave's fight. Oh, man, this is a fucking tearjerker. It was no longer just Nate's fight. It was everyone's fight, and fight they did. The true story of David and Goliath, the fight of cancer. David won. As Nate started to regain his strength and reflected on all his blessings and all the life he lived leading up to that point, lit the fire. That fire grew bigger and bigger, and songs started to spill out of him like a waterfall rushing away around the pain. The first song he pulled from his soul is Runaround, a song that is a product of suffering. Adding fuel to their fire, another member, D-Self, dealt with the grief of his mother's untimely death, while Larry Slayton's grandfather died from cancer during their writing process. A flood of tragedy produced a flood of creative response. In the insanely catchy Runarounds, Old Heavy Hands examines accountability in the process of realizing what you've done and being big enough. Okay. Greensboro, North Carolina is where this band is from. Their brand of heartfelt Southern rock, informed by as much by the Muscle Shoals tradition as the DIY punk rock of their youth. They recorded their album Small Fires at the Fidelatorium. Okay. Here you go, friends. Old Heavy Hands. This song is called Run Around.
Heard you were leaving town with some other boy, thinking about all the we'd had in store, laying every single day to waste. Now be alright so you can just forget about me. Turn around and rolling on up my sleeves. Try to calm down and keep on gripping my teeth. I was just a boy, you're an innocent flower. Did everything I could do in my power to keep you safe. Well, that ain't what you want. You run around, you never came back. You were one thing that I couldn't help. And it still stings, girl. Everything that I've destroyed, full of misery and heartache. Now be alright so you can just forget about me. Turn around and roll it on in my sleeves. Try to calm down and keep on gripping my teeth.
There you go. Old Heavy Hands. Let me turn off the air conditioner here. That was good. That's, as they say, in my wheelhouse. Thank you, Tim Biner, for that. Old Heavy Hands might be my new favorite band. I don't know. I got to hear more songs. So, Tim, please send me the entire album if you have it. That is good. Old Heavy Hands. I hope you're listening to this, Old Heavy Hands, because I really want some of that beer. All right, friends. I'll post a link to where you can find Old Heavy Hands on the show notes at rockandrollgeek.com. All right, do we want to go, before we get into the track by track of the new Thunder Mother, I think we should thank some people who donated to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. So let me find some music to play. In keeping with girls playing rock and roll, Something I talked about before, Demi Lovato's, her rock and roll album is out. So this will surely get this show, this episode, banned from YouTube. So we will not get any new listeners or anything from this, but we can hear the new Demi Lovato together. Let's start. We'll play all. We'll just have it in the background while we're thanking the donors. First song, Freak, featuring Youngblood. All right, I don't know about if I'm liking this. There are several ways you can donate to the Rock and Roll Geek Show, friends. The best way is to go to rockandrollgeek.com and click the donate link. And it'll tell you all the ways you can help the show out. It's a value for value. So if you get any value out of the show, please contribute what you can, friends, like the following people did on Patreon. All right, this reminds me a little of Avril Lavigne. I'm not loving this so far. All right. On patreon.com/RNRGeek, the following people donated. Joe Pollack, $16.66. Dan Gerowan, $15. This is kind of annoying. I'm going to get to the next song. Skin of My Teeth, which I think was a single. Skin of My Teeth. Dan Gerowan, $15.
Demi leaves rehab again.
What is that?
When is this shit going?
Hole. That's Hole, right?
Sounds like a voice in my head.
Dan Gerowan, $15. Tim Shaw, $15. That's catchy. Kurt Crawford, $12.77. Fred and Ginny Bucky, $10. Yeah, I like this. But I am a sucker for pop punk, so. Woohoo! I like that, too. Fred and Ginny Bucky, $10. Joseph Coyne, $10. Friend of mine and friend of the show, Michael Street, $7.50. Podcast Hall of Famer and my podcast mentor, Dave Slusher, Do the Right Thing, $5.55. Brad Schultz, $5. Brad Schick, $5. Brian Springer, $5. Shaki Hinohara, my good friend. The Metal Moment Podcast and Japanese Metalhead Show, $5. Dan McBride, $5. Eric Klein, $5. Grant Farqua, $5. Hannah FX, $5. James Shapiro, $5. Jamie Jefford, $5. John Scott, the writer of the fantastic book, Tom Petty and Me, that John Scott, $5. Jason Lefkowitz, $5. Martin Clawley, $5. Metal Dan, $5. One of my oldest friends in the world who I went to all the concerts with, Michael Brown, $5. Nady Itani, $5. I'm sure I'm mispronouncing your name, Naughty Nady. Paul Smith, $5. Robert Harvey, $5. Steve T. Steve Trice, $5. I'm singing along. Tons of effects on her voice, but it's catchy. There's probably about 8 songwriters did this song. Ted Wilbrecht, $5. Tony Field, $5. Mike Hellyer, 4 pounds. Derek Coward, $3. Mike Dixon, $3. Chad Burns, $2.50. Paul Rube, $2.25. Is Derek Coward still a donor? Derek Coward has jumped ship, so I'm going to remove your name, Derek Coward, even though you get triple the credit. This is the single, which is total Avril Lavigne. That is an undeniable hook. Ted Wilbrecht, I don't know where I am here. Mike Dixon, $3. Chad Burns, $2.50. Paul Rube, $2.25. Adrian Boschon, Bosch Rock on the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group, which I did not approve, but I do. Wait a minute. I do approve of it. I did not create the Facebook group, but I do approve people. You just got to answer two questions, so I know you're not one of those evil, unethical hunters that would dare drop crack corn underneath a tree stand. That is not sporting. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Adrian Bosch on $2. Amy Bowen, fellow Dog Days podcaster, $2. Bruce McMillan, $2. Eric Stowell, $2. Matthew Hunt, $2. Patrick Shanahan, $2. Paul Underwood, maker of Underwood Fine Barbecue Sauce, $2. I need some more sauce, Paul. Eric the Rock and Roll Plebe, $142. Three Legs, Four Wheels, Arnie Stash, Corey Kohler, John Richardson, and Mark Mazzei all round out the Patreon patrons at $1. All right, let's go to the next song. Eat Me. Eat Me. I would, would you eat Demi Lovato? Now, this sounds like Demi Lovato, right? Old Demi Lovato, right? I'm not an authority, but it sounds like shit pop. I will skip that one because that one blows. Holy fuck. Or F-V-C-K. Drop down tuning. PayPal donors. Joe Polak donated $100 so that I could get Apple Music for a year. So I signed up for Apple Music. Thank you, Joe Polak, for the Apple Music subscription. Kirk Crawford saved the show again this month with two $50 donations. I hope I'm not saying go out of line by saying two $50 donations. Thank you, Kirk Crawford. And thank you, Joe Paul. I got to take a sip of this fine Tecate to both of you. Now, this song sucks. How about 29? Little tremolo guitar. Richard Fusey. Is it Fusey or Fusey? Fusey. Too young to drink wine. Flying into Miami next week, Richard Fusey. Get your caretaker to get you out of the house and come have a smoke a joint with your friend Michael Butler. Give me your address if you're nearby. I'm smuggling some pot on the plane, so I'll smoke some with you, friend. Finally. That's a pretty good range. I kind of like this. Thought it was a teenage dream, just a fantasy, but was it? Yeah, this is a little bit overproduced, but hey, could be a guilty pleasure. Gay Franco, $20. Oh, thank you for the $25, Richard Fusey. Gay Franco, $20. Douglas Free, $20. Richard Strom, $20. Oh, let's get another song here. How about Happy Ending? Happy Ending. Does she happy end? Demi Lovato and Happy Ending. That sounds like a winning combination, if you get my drift.
I met God.
And Thunder Mother's listening to this. And listen today, and who is this sexist just motherfucker? I didn't name the song Thunder Mother, so.
Sat in his house, took a look around, and saw I didn't fit in.
Let's get it to, I'm going to skip, Dead Friends. That song sounded pretty good, but I don't want to bum everybody out. Here, Dead Friends.
I'm breathing in and
I have no idea where I am in this list. Richard Strom, $20. Jason Gherkin, $20. I think I did thank Douglas Free and Dave Franco for the $20. Greg Brofer, $20. Praying every day, Greg Brofer. I hope it's working. James Venner's, $10. Jeff and Sherry Thielicky, $10. Blake Johnson, $10. Friend of the show and friend of mine, Todd Cunningham, $10. Hit the chorus. Tim Smith, fellow Dog Days podcaster, the Rock and Roll Runner, $10. Friend of the show and friend of mine as well. Jason Shepard, $10. James Padgett, $10. Ralph Miller, $10. He just sent me an audio comment I'll play in the next coming days. BJ Lisco, $10. Dave Jackson in the School of Podcasting. $10. If you want to learn how to podcast, go to schoolofpodcasting.com. I think I have an affiliate link, so I might get a kickback if you're an aspiring podcaster. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com. Let him know I referred you. Robert, $10. Thank you, Dave Jackson. Robert Giglio, $5. John Skiller, $5. Eric Lentz, $5. Benjamin Muller, $5. John Tennis, $5. Dale Roller, $5. Andrew Howe, $5. Gerald Carroll, $5. Christopher Del Grande, $5. Jace Lesniewski, $5. Robert Scott, $5. Peter Spark, $5. John Offenlock, $5. Jennifer Wilbrecht, $5. Finally a girl. Brett Gursky, $5. Chad Kiffmeyer, $2. Dave Alexander, $2. Adam Brochet, $2. Deborah Dreyfus, if that's your real name, $2. Stephen Mascord, $2. Philip Vermeulen, $2. Lasse Satvedhagen, $2. C&H Thornton Enterprises, $2. Vincent Creamy, $2. Kai Matsuda, $2. Brian Gradage, $2. And finally, William Moffat, $2. Thank you, everybody who donated to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. Without your donations, this show would die horrible, putrid, stench-filled death. It's a value for value. I take this into this fine Tecate to everyone who helped the show this month, friends. Got a good voice. All right, there you go. Surely to get me banned from YouTube. New Demi Lovato. All right, you ready to do the track by track? I'm going to play a couple of audio comments on the show as well. So why don't we start off first with an audio comment from a retort to yesterday's audio comment from Chris Capel.
Michael Butler, Chris Capel, rock and roll copywriter.
Hey, Chris.
I know you already have one of my other audio comments.
Playing that later in the show, I think.
Here, but I just listened to Larry Burke's stellar first two concerts from 1980.
Yes.
And that hit home for me because September 1980 was my first concert. And I think I have a pretty damn good 1-2 punch, too.
Now, all right. I love this topic. Keep them coming, friends. Rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. First concert. It got you into rock and roll.
If you want to go that way. So here we go. September 1980. It was actually the same week John Bonham passed away. I went to my first concert at Madison Square Garden, New York.
Def Leppard and Blackfoot.
And with two older guys. And I was kind of
Def Leppard and Pat Travers,
young tag along, and it was Queen on the Game tour.
All right, Game, not great album, but see Queen, that's a good first concert. I never saw Queen.
And the opening band was the Johnny Van Zant Band.
Ah, yeah, from Jacksonville, Florida. Johnny Van Zant, now the singer for Skinner.
And
I saw Johnny Van Zant Band when they were called the Austin Nichols Band. I got you one-upped, Chris Capel. I saw the Johnny Van Zant Band when they were called the Austin Nichols Band at a skating rink called Skate World, I think is what it was called. I was on the speed team at Skate World, and Johnny Van Zant Band or Austin Nichols Band played. And I was going out with Elodie Johns. She dumped me for the guitar player in the Austin Nichols Band named Eric Lundgren, I think was his name. And I think he was also the guitar player for Johnny Van Zant. So I got cheated on by him. All right, back to you, Chris Capel.
And that was my first concert experience. And those were the days when New York was a scary place.
Ah, yeah.
You know, Fort Apache, the Bronx, and all those movies.
Yes.
Taking a Pelham 1-2-3, all those New York movies from the 70s. You know, you tell people you went to New York without your parents. That's crazy, you know. And
you're
they're,
a kid.
You know, we're pimps and junkies and hustlers and hookers and everything. Oh, you know,
yeah.
The good old days.
Yeah.
And I remember a couple things about that. One, when we got off the train at Grand Central, there was a gentleman, a local gentleman there, who was happy to hail a cab for us for a price. And we didn't know any better. And he charged us. Kind of reminds me of the Chevy Chase in Vacation when he asked for directions and the guy charges him.
I went to when I went to New York to audition for Prong. I was staying with my friend Gigi Brigitte, we went to a Mets game, and the usher would check your tickets and go, "I'll give you a better seat if you give me a good tip." And so I gave him a good tip, and he brought me down to the front row and shined my seat for me too, or dusted off the seat.
And one of the other guys snuck in a bottle of Jack Daniels with him, and I was just a little kid. I didn't know any better.
I used to sneak in bottles of Southern Comfort.
My liver was a virgin. I was a virgin.
Did you puke? Please tell me you puked. I puked at the Boston concert. I've said it many, told that story many times.
I was a little schoolboy.
Maybe I'm burping up this fine cotton. Maybe I will rehash that story on one of the Dog Days episodes when I ran out of content.
And he was drinking, and about two-thirds of the way of the concert, I noticed he got kind of quiet.
I looked
at him, and he was starting to puke, so kind of pushed his head toward the floor so he didn't
get
puke
away from
himself.
Don't puke. We're on
and
you.
And the other thing I remember was, if you go to Grand Central Station, if you miss that 11:20 train out to Connecticut, the next one's 12:40. So you're sitting there for an hour and 20 minutes.
Not a good idea when you're a kid in New York back then.
With all the hustlers and, you know, scam artists trying to bother the little white suburban boys.
Lucky you didn't get...
You know, and the cops don't care. You tell them, and they just laugh at you.
So
that was one. And my second concert was also in New York, but it was February 1981. And this was at Radio City Music Hall, which is
six blocks
from the station, the other direction, north. And that was Cheap Trick on the All Shook Up Tour with opener UFO.
Oh, very nice.
And that was a loud concert.
81, that would be Mechanics, right?
And again, took a train, and it was... You know, a lot of pot smoke, and there were girls in spandex there. And I remember both being very loud. So those were my 1-2 punch concerts. And
that's great first and second show.
Why I'm giving you this report is I thought if everyone else has a good 1-2 concert
please.
Or 1-2-3 concerts,
I love it.
The first two or three concerts, just send them in and you could do a supercut of, you know, 2-minute. Concert reviews from the day. So that's it. It's Chris the Rock and Roll Copywriter. I'll take a sip of this fine
I'll join you,
Not man. Hill Geo Bunny India Pale Ale. You can take your sip. Here we go. All right, keep the party going.
Let's keep the party going, Chris. I hope he's got a date report on that show review. Please have a date report. All right, you ready to do the track by track of the new Thunder Mother, Black and Gold? Let me see if I can pull up the press release for Thunder Mother. And I know the PR person. I have an interview request in for them when they come through with Scorpions. So far, I have not had a response from my good friend from Ilka from Fly PR, who I have actually hung out and drank with before. And good seems like a good person, so hopefully she'll get back to me. At least tell me that it's not possible. Fresh off Wild Wacken Festival performance, Swedish rocker Queen's Thunder Mother dropped their new album Black and Gold on AFM Records today. The band is ready to stay in the USA, North America, and are excited to meet fans and to speak to press and media outlets to support their special guest slot on the upcoming Scorps tour. Contact this Black PR for album download or to submit an interview request here. All right. Well, I did that a long time ago, so hopefully she gets back to me. All right. There are 12 songs. The tour in the U.S. tour starts August 21st, day after tomorrow. Oh, man, they're going to have such a good time. I got a feeling this tour is going to do a lot for them because now they're a support slot. Starts in Toronto, Ontario, and it ends on the 21st of October in Las Vegas. The show I'm going to go to is October 18th in Oakland, California, the second to the last show. They should be they're probably already in tour form because they've been playing like crazy. So I'm looking forward to seeing that and hopefully looking forward to talking to the girls in Thunder Mother in person. If not, maybe we'll do it before them, but I'd really like to go the show and talk to them in person. All right, there's 12 songs on the album, and you know the Rock and Roll Geek scoring system. If I like the song, I give it a plus one. If it's okay, I'll give it a half, and if the song sucks, I give it a zero. And then we tally them all up and put that number over the 12, which is the album, how many songs are on the album, and that's your score. So if I like all 12, it'd be a 12 out of 12. If I like one of them and hate the rest, it'd be 1 out of 12. You get the idea. All right, first song. Now, I'm listening to most of this cold. I've heard the four songs that have, you know, been that have already been out. First song I have not heard. It's called The Light in the Sky.
Hey! What do you want?
Anthem. Good to start off an album like this with an anthem. That girl, Philippa, the guitar player, the main person, the it's her band, as far as I know. She's a badass guitar player. Man or woman, she is great. And Guernica, I know I'm mispronouncing Guernica's name. Guernica, Guernici. I'm American. What the hell do you expect? An American sexist. Guernica is a top-notch singer as well. This is, that pair can't go wrong. I think they have a new bass player. All right, we'll get it through the solo. So far, I'm liking this first song. All right, it's got the whoa! That's a chant. A soccer chant. You can't go wrong with a soccer chant in a rock and roll anthem. Solo, I think. Or is it gonna break down? Oh, that is good. That is really, that's a breakdown. It's got a breakdown. It's got everything. It's got a soccer chorus. It's got a great melodic solo. It's got a anthemic chorus, and it's got a breakdown. That's a huge plus one. It was started off as a half, but it really picked up. All right, good one, good one. Next song, Black and Gold, which I've already heard, and I'm telling you right now, this is a plus one. Uh-oh, another soccer chant. This album, if the rest of this album is like this, and this Scorps tour, I don't know how the Scorpions are going to draw. Thunder Mother might be on their way, friends. Oh, yeah. Talk box. Richie Sambora, talk box. Yeah. Oh, this is another anthem. With a band like Thunder Mother, you want 12 anthems. And Guernica. Not only is she gorgeous, and sing like a motherfucker.
Afraid to take the lead.
Gonna blow Scorpions off the fucking stage. I'm telling you, they're gonna blow them fucking away. Audiences are not gonna know what hit them. They're gonna have huge, they're gonna be so much bigger after this tour, man. And they wear Runaways uniforms, like the black and gold skin tight uniforms, like Sherry Curry wore, except hers was silver. And Lita Ford. Yeah, that's good. That's another plus one. Let's get the solo. Talk box going. Man, she rips. And I love how the singer is doing her little ad-libs over the solo. Another breakdown. Hey, it's a formula, but it works.
Where would God be part of the drive with us? Be part of the drive.
Fucking good. I wonder if Scorpions know about Thunder Mother, because they might, after the first show, they might, sabotage their set or something. Let's hope not. Woo! Hold me into. Woo! I like the slowing down the tape at the end too. That was. I've already heard it. It gets better every time I've heard it. Our next song, Raise Your Hands. American Heartbreak had a song called Raise Up Your Hands. So raise your hands. Man, those first two songs was a 1-2 punch that you want from an album. The one word to describe this that I'm hearing so far is confidence. These girls, or these people, whatever, this band, they got confidence. She say disco sucks. If she did, I love her. Good riff. All right, I'm gonna pull out my guitar, see what they're tuning in. I'm guessing half step down. A440, I like him even more.
I've had enough, let's flick the switch.
Flick the switch, a little AC/DC reference.
Is it fear? I don't care. Raise your hands if you're looking for glory. We all want a piece of the glamorous high. This goes out to all of the dreamers. Raise your hands, let's come loose tonight.
All right, comes the solo. And the solo is during the bridge, which is a different riff altogether. Another breakdown.
Is it fair? I don't care.
This gives the audience sing-along part.
Is it fair? I don't care.
I don't know what she's saying, but she gets the audience. All right, I want everyone to repeat after me.
Is it fair? I don't care.
Is it fair? I don't care. I'm guessing that's what she said.
Raise your hands.
Yeah, that's a plus one. I don't think she's saying disco sucks.
Raise your hands. Raise your hands if you're looking for glory. We all want a piece of the glamorous life. This goes out to all the dreamers. Raise your
hands. This goes out, I think she's saying. This goes out to all the dreamers. That's great. That's great. Big plus one. So, oh. So far, three big plus ones in a row. Pretty damn good so far. Next song, Hot Mess. Oh, ballad. Power ballad. All right, everybody. Let's get those lighters up in the air. Oh, no lighters allowed. Put like, those phones in the air.
I've been around the world a million times.
I'm not a huge power ballad guy unless it's UFO.
I've been places nobody else would find.
Doing her Janis Joplin.
So many faces, so many stories, but only yours.
I gotta tell you, it blows away the Demi Lovato. No offense, Demi Lovato. Oh boy, big chorus. All those dudes at the Scorpion concert are going to be creaming their fucking pants when they see Thunder Mother rocking out. Four hot chicks rocking out on stage. And Guernica and Philippia and the rest of the girls in Thunder Mother. I don't mean to be sexist when I'm saying hot chicks. I mean it as a compliment.
So let me.
They're not probably not listening, but if they were. All right, this is good. I'm not a huge power ballad guy, but it's as far as power ballads go, it's great. I'm going to fast forward a little bit to get to the solo. Her singing is fantastic. And the production, fantastic. Who produced this album? Yeah, there's no denying a great song.
Will you forgive me even now?
All right, plus one. As much as I didn't want to have a plus one on a power ballot, I give it a plus one. Next song, Wasted. Could it be the Def Leppard song, Wasted? No, it's not. That's a good riff. A little Airborne. Yeah. Audience bouncing. Girl's a fucking ripping guitar player. She, Angus and Mal, more Malcolm probably than Angus. She's got it down. The last album, Heatwave, was great. This album's better so far. Man, they're firing on all cylinders. I know that's a cliche to say, but they are. And they're landing in the U.S. right now as we speak. That's a great breakdown.
Here we go!
Here we go! Here we go! Fernie action. Man, there's nothing special about this tune, but it's a fun rock and roll tune. Man, they're gonna blow, I know I've said it already, but they're gonna blow Scorpions off the fucking stage. Friends, if you have not bought your Scorpions ticket and you were saying, I don't care about seeing Scorpions, Thunder Mother is supporting. And when they're out at their merch booth signing shit, tell them you heard them on the Rock and Roll Geek Show. That will make me so, so happy. All right, that's a plus one. Buy a T-shirt and tell them, you guys are great. I heard you on the Rock and Roll Geek Show. And please do an interview with that guy when you come to Oakland. All right, next song, Watch Out. Is this going to be a perfect album? Watch Out. All right, it starts off with a pick slide. That's fucking great. Ah, Rose Tattoo, man. Rose Tattoo.
Let's go!
You keep getting better and better. A little with that flick of the switch. No, a little riff raff. Another hook chorus.
Watch out.
a smile on my face when I'm listening to this. I don't know about you, friends. That's what rock and roll is all about. That's a plus one. I wanted to give it a half, but I can't. Next song. I don't know. This album is fucking great so far. That was six songs. I forgot to mark it. Number four. Plus one. Song seven. I Don't Know You. I think it's about a stalker. Somebody who's coming to all the concerts, stalking the girl. When I heard the song, I listened to this one yesterday. That's what I got from the lyrics. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Lacey DC. It's even got the ah-ahs in the background. Yeah. You, with the backstage pass like a fool. Then into a catchy as hell verse. Drinking all our booze with the crew. But who the fuck are you? Strangers meeting stranger, what goes in goes. No, it's to an asshole who goes into their dressing room and starts pilfering all their beer and food. So you know about solo, that's what it's all about. Yeah. That's a catchy chorus. Tecate number two, opening up at 2:40 p.m. She can sing. Shut up. Go get out of my face. Read my mind. There's the exit sign. Danger, pain, stranger, what goes in goes out. You know I fly solo. That's what it's all about. Yeah, I hang myself with you. I don't know what to do. I'm tired of us wasting time. I want to hear all these in concert. But they gotta play stuff from the last album as well. Big, big plus one. Next song, All Looks, No Hooks. Oh, nice bass slide. Let me hear the bass slide again. Yeah. Now let me tell you how things really are. You got the looks, but you got no hooks. Hey! Man, that Philippa girl can write riffs. I'm assuming she wrote this album. I could be wrong. Maybe they got outside songwriters. I don't know. Surrounded by gold, but the demons inside make my world eyes go. Who made the rules? Now why do we care? got to keep the credibility somehow. So I'm going to, so far I'm leading for a half on this, even though it's a decent song.
Pressure of time.
But of all the songs so far, it's the weakest one. No, I should rephrase that. The least great one. The solo could pick it up and the breakdown could pick it up if there's a breakdown. I'll bet you that Guernica girl is fighting the record executives and business people, like music business guys, off with a baseball bat. Got a breakdown.
You got no hooks.
It's a good bass tone.
You got no hooks. You got no hooks. Hey!
Plus one. It's back to plus one. Next song, Loud and Free. Oh my God, are you fucking kidding me? What's not to love, man? No, it's not original. It's nothing super original about it, but it's everything great about rock and roll. Oh yeah. So far, number one album of the year so far. I'm only nine songs in. Come on.
But I'm taking it off. Huh. Pull yourself up now. Cause next up's the top. The crowd is going crazy. Sugar, I'm hot.
They're leaving every other hard rock band, leaving every other hard rock band this year in the dust. Fucking songs and anthem. Holy shit, is that good? Big plus one. So far, we got a perfect album. That's never happened on the Rock and Roll Geek Show that I know of. Great solo. Great breakdown with a soccer anthem. They're gonna blow Scorpions off the fucking stage, I'm telling you.
We will not be
would not want to follow this band. If I was in a hard rock band, I would not want to follow them. Big, big, big plus one. Next song. We still got three to go. Try With Love. Is this be a ballad? Nope. Fucking Philippa chick's badass. Every other hard rock band should take note of these girls. Girls, I should tell you, if it were up to me, and if what I said was the gospel, I'd start shopping for those houses now. But unfortunately, my words don't mean shit. This is a little like Driving in Style from the last album. Wow, that riff is good. They can possibly top this. I mean, I guess what you'd say is pull an AC/DC and just keep doing more of the same, or else make a complete left turn, but you probably got to keep doing the same. I've not seen any other reviews of this album. You should pull up a random review. On My Global Mind. Let's see what they say about this. Here we go, rock and roll, another slice of action from the now four-piece Thunder Mother. The band considered this step up from Heat Wave, kicking up by blah, blah, blah. 7 out of 10? Are you fucking crazy, dude? Or if you're a dude, I don't know. Smudge wrote it. Nothing special on that song, but I got to give it a plus one. That would be the best song on most other band's albums. Next song, Stratosphere. That's a pretty cool riff. Alright, I'm pulling up evermetal.com now. Look at their review. Nine out of ten, okay. Simon Black, alright, that's good. I'm telling you, my scoring system's better than all these. Faces scary, so All right, Thunder Mother's new album, Black and Gold, was recorded at Bagpipe Studios in Stockholm, was mixed and mastered by Saren Anderson. All right. Slide solo. That is a great lick right there. All right, I was going to give it a half, but how can you? I'm changing my half to a one. So we're 9 out of, or no, we are, so far we're 11 out of 12. One more song. Louder Sound, 3.5 out of 5. See, this is why my scoring system's way more accurate than all these other reviewers. Emma Johnson is who reviewed for Louder Sound. With a gleaming melody, okay, blah, 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 blah. There's a lot more going on in Black and Gold than it first suggests. All right, she's giving it a... Oh, my mic's falling here. She's giving it a great review. Why is it only 3.5 out of 5? When people give a lower-than-perfect score, they should tell you why... what they don't like about it, right? Yeah, she's... Aerosmith meets Aretha Franklin, which I'll sing her Gwyneth... I don't know how to pronounce her name. To write every song, drop of emotion, ring every drop of emotion from her soul. Okay, sounds like a great review, but she only gives it 3.5 out of 5. So it's a bogus review, as far as I'm concerned. All right, last song, Borrowed Time. Okay, you want an introspective song as an album closer.
Lights go out, the show is over.
Right, a little cliche there, that line, who cares? It's a rock and roll album.
The chord is shut it down. A flashlight shows me off the stage. And I'll wave goodbye.
Grab a beer. How'd the set go, girls? What did you think about it? Well, I kind of fucked up that one part, but no one noticed.
Did I do it like I should have? Did I do enough?
Did I rock out hard enough?
Did I do?
What a huge chorus. All right, friends. A plus one. Never before that I know of, if I'm wrong, let me know. Rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. But never before that I know of has an album ever got a perfect score on the Rock and Roll Geek Show. 13 out of 13, motherfuckers. You disagree with me? Rockandrollgeek@gmail.com with the subject line. Butler, come on.
Taking photos left and right.
13 out of 13. You're clearly blinded by Guernica's beautiful face and hot voice. I'm unsubscribed! If you agree with me, rock and roll geek, put that, by the way, put what I just said in the subject line, rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. If you agree with me and think this is a perfect album, Michael Butler, I didn't want to agree with you, but I've listened to this album 3 times now. And that Philippa girl is a great guitar player. And Guernica, however you pronounce her name, is a fantastic singer. I don't like you, Michael Butler. I think you're a little bit of an asshole, but this album is perfect. I agree with you. Put that in the subject line, rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. I hope you enjoyed this track by track of the new Thunder Mother album. History-making, perfect album. Let's hear the solo. That's a perfect album closer. Starts off introspective, ends huge.
It's just borrowed time.
There you go. Guernica and Philippa and the rest of the Thunder Mother. Might as well say what their entire name, everybody in the band. Let me pause it here. All right. What is their names? Guernica Mancini. I don't know. Philippa Nassil, Emily Johansson, and Mona Lindgren. They made a perfect rock and roll album. Sorry, it's up. It's fucking perfect. I'm sorry. If you disagree with me, you can disagree with me. Let me know. Rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. That's my opinion. I'm just telling you. They did a good job. I was not expecting to like it as much as I did, but I did. But you know, BJ Lisco said this album is really good. And Joe Pollack said he gave me the Apple Music subscription so I could hear the whole album. But it's a perfect album. It's a perfect hard rock album, in my opinion. There you go. All right. We'll play one more audio comment, and then I'll... wrap this thing up. I'm on a Chris Capel frame of mind, so let's stay with Chris Capel. Let me take a sip of this fine Tecate.
Michael Butler, Chris Capel, rock and roll copywriter from Connecticut. How you doing?
I'm super great. Could not be better. I just heard a great rock and roll album.
That is awesome to hear. Let me take a sip of this fine water because it's 9:31 in the morning.
He had a rough night last night. It was a long one, but I'm guessing things worked out well for Chris Capel. I hope it's a date review. I'll join you, friend.
Tuesday the 15th. You can take a sip, too.
Yes, I just did.
Ready, set?
Oh, let me take another one.
Very nice. Okay, show review.
That's good water.
I texted you from the Cult concert.
Oh, it was the Cult?
In July.
Okay.
On the 24th. That was a good show. It was short, though, 13 songs, a theater in New Haven.
My friend Johnny Tempest on drums.
But today's show review was my long weekend, which I took.
Ah.
And the 24 days before this, I was house-sitting, dog-sitting for a guy who went to Italy. And then I had 3 days back home, and I got 4 assignments from one of my clients that were due Thursday. So I was working my ass off.
Phil Hendry.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And finally Thursday came. And I got up early, put my mountain bike on the rack of the Jeep, drove down to Stanford, picked up the German.
Ah.
And
he's back with the German.
We drove up to Buffalo.
Do you call her the German? I hope you do.
New York, which is probably about 5.5.
Oh, this kind of, I just realized, kind of fits with Scorpions. And, yeah.
Sour drive if you go straight and don't stop. And to Highmark Stadium to see Metallica and Greta Van Fleet in Ice Nine Kills. So
was this like 150 times you've seen Metallica?
Drive up was uneventful. The only crazy thing that happened is up in New York State somewhere, we saw the guy ahead of us hit a deer. The poor deer just ran out in front of his car, and that was it.
That's what happens when there's overpopulation of deer. That's why people like me go out and hunt them. No, that's not why I go out and hunt them. I go out and hunt them because I want some venison in my freezer.
So we got...
When I do hunt them, I've only killed one. If I get this one tomorrow, I don't know why I'm feeling overconfident. I went out and did some target practice today. I did okay. If I get this one tomorrow, I will probably have tears in my eyes and thank that deer, but it's nice to have that meat in the freezer, man.
Up there, checked into the hotel. And then the
hotel... Checked into the hotel with the German.
I was really like 10 minutes from the stadium, so that was cool.
Oh, yeah,
so
even better. Uber.
Drove down there. And what's kind of fascinating about that place, Highmark Stadium, where the Buffalo Bills play. Now, understand, I haven't been to that many sports stadiums outside of the New York area. But what was kind of strange, what I never see, is in the neighborhoods, there's people had little parking lots and letting them park in their driveways for $20 and had food stands and, you know, grilling and selling water
and
stuff.
That's cool. I like that.
Which down in New York City, they don't allow any of that stuff. You know, it's very tightly
regulated. That's what happens in the South.
But I guess it's some kind of little cottage industry up there, and good for those people.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
We found a lot.
That's called, by the way, friends, that's called sticking it to the man. That's real sticking it to the man.
You know, really a quarter mile from the stadium for $20 for half the price it would pay. Tim C. Smith would be proud of us. And we got there and right in time for Ice Nine Kills. And I don't know what to say about them. They could be kind of growly at times, but they also had some harmonies, kind of didn't sound like Van Halen, but harmonies kind of like the first Van Halen album, which I don't know if were backing tracks. I couldn't see the screens that well. And they had some weird clown thing, and I don't know what their scene is.
I've never heard of
it. It's nothing that really impressed me. And they played for 40 minutes maybe. And then after a break, we got $15 Labatt tall boys. Labatt's blue because we're
Canada.
Practically Canada up there. Greta Van Fleet came on and they were really good and tight. I mean, probably not the most original band ever that came along, but they really played well, and they were into it, and they played an hour set. They played one cover song, an old song that Elvis used to do. I think it was called That's All Right, Mama.
That's All Right, Mama. That's All Right. That they figured, they probably said that's what Zeppelin would call a song like that.
Or song than that. But they did some jamming, and they were really good. I was impressed. I don't know a lot about them, but... The German was really into him, so she was.
All right, well, that's good.
She was very excited to see that. And you then want, the headliner, Metallica.
You want the date to be into them, and into the band.
They gave a typical 2-hour set. I am watching it now on YouTube. Somebody's posted the whole thing on there.
Who holds their phone up for the entire set?
And I'll post again the set list on the Rock and Roll Geek Show, which Facebook page, which you didn't create.
Exactly.
But you do approve users to find out they're not FBI informants who narc on the ex-president.
Yeah.
So that was it was a decent set list. I mean, it wasn't, I liked it better when I saw him in May up in Boston at the Boston Calling Festival, but a lot of old stuff, one from St. Anger. They played the same cover, Whiskey in a Jar, which seems to be their go-to song. The only thing here is they changed the order of their set list. They've been doing that. They played Enter Sandman and Nothing Else Matters early. They closed the show with Master Puppets, which
Master.
Is usually about two-thirds Master. Of the way through. Yeah, like you said, I'll post the set list. And that was cool. So then there's another show in Pittsburgh last night, which I didn't go to, which apparently was the same set list. I looked it up. So anyway, yeah, the stadium up there is where the Bills play. It's kind of reminds me of the place in Pittsburgh where I saw the Rolling Stones last year. Once like Giant Stadium in New Jersey is kind of totally enclosed, a total circle. This is more like if anybody's ever been to the Patriots Stadium up in Foxborough or Buffalo or Pittsburgh. They're all kind of that open stadium. So then after that, we went down to Pennsylvania, took a trip through Amish country.
Wow,
and we went
nice
to Breezewood,
date.
Where the abandoned Pennsylvania Turnpike
Dude,
is.
She ain't going to find anybody better than you, Chris Capel. German, the German, I'll call you the German if you happen to be listening. Enjoy the man you got because he's a good man.
We rode our bikes down that. It's a... two tunnels out in the wilderness. Go to YouTube and see Abandoned Pennsylvania Turnpike.
Oh, yeah.
Biking,
that's a
if you want to see what that's all about. And the only other thing that was interesting on the weekend, in the hotel in Pennsylvania, I opened the microwave and there was a Pizza Hut box in there.
Oh, nice.
One of the small ones. And
did you
was
eat
just
it?
A moldy pizza in
oh,
there.
You didn't
it was like
eat it,
the
okay.
grossest thing. Uh-huh. No, apparently they're cleaning people don't check inside the microwave. So note to any other rock and roll geek travelers, just check out the inside of the microwave in case you need to heat something up.
Yes,
so,
yes.
You know, that was it. Sunday, yesterday we drove home, you know, we took our time, we saw stuff, dropped her off, came back here. Stopped by to see my kids, then came back up here, and then that was it. I mean, I had the fourth night in the last month in my own bed, which was nice. So, the only concerts coming up, well, there's a bunch of them coming up, but the next one coming up during the Dog Days season is Rod Stewart and Cheap Trick,
Cheap
which somebody
Trick's
else
cancer,
may review before I do, and it, depending on the Rick Nielsen situation, will be dependent whether I go. That's in June.
I heard Cheap Trick has canceled at least one show.
Beach. I think it's in the 23rd, which is a week from Wednesday. You know, it's not going to be a sold out because that's a huge outdoor shed. So if Nielsen's back, I'll go. If he's not, you know, I'm no Rod Stewart fan.
I
the
am.
Only Rod Stewart album.
I love Rod Stewart.
Is Truth by Jeff Beck. And the second one by Jeff Beck too, I guess.
Come on, those Faces albums are great.
The two ones that he sings. I mean, I probably should get
Tonight I'm Yours
CDs or something, but never into the Rod Stewart. My older sisters were, but that's
that
all
may
I gotta
need to
say.
Close
so
out with a Rod Stewart tune, I think.
Yeah, it's me rambling on. 9 minutes and 15 seconds. Just got to get dressed, got to get back to work and my ass off.
Yeah.
Our boy Butler
my
says.
Ass!
Nothing else to report. Chris Rock and Roll Copywriter finally back home in Connecticut. Stay frosty, friends.
Stay frosty, friends. Thank you, Chris Capel. I really appreciate it, friends. You got a keeper there. And German girl, you got a keeper as well. I hope you guys last forever. All right, what do I want to play? I want to play Rod Stewart, so let me see what I can. The definitive Rod Stewart. I don't have Tonight I'm Yours. I do have Rod Stewart and the Faces. Very Best of the Faces. Could play something from that, but I'm thinking I want to play. Thinking I want to play Rod something from solo Rod Stewart. Let's see. The definitive Rod Stewart, of A Picture Told the Story. Do I have Tonight I'm Yours? No, I don't. Ooh, I was, okay. What do I want to play? Let's just go with a classic. Every Picture Tells a Story. Thank you for listening, friends. RockandRollGeek.com is where you can find this show. RockandRollGeek@gmail.com. Email me. DogDaysOfPodcasting.com. Tomorrow I might be talking to BJ Cramp about his book. So we might have two long shows in a row. And you also have a Notes from the Tree Stand to do. Got a lot to come up with, friends. I got too many days, and too much content, not enough days in the dog days. I'm liking it, friends. Better to have too much than not enough. Find me on the Facebook, R and R Geek. Find me on the Twitter, R and R Geek. Find me on the Instagram, Rock and Roll Geek. Don't ask. I'll talk to you tomorrow, friends. This has been day 19, a historic day on the Dog Days of Podcasting. This might be close to my 18th year doing a podcast as well. Started somewhere around the end of August 2004. So if you look up the archives, somebody on the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group posted archives where you could hear the very, very first episodes of the Rock and Roll Geek Show before they were even called the Rock and Roll Geek Show. I'm not sure which date is the first one, but it's getting pretty close to it. All right, friends, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Here is Rod Stewart. Enjoy the rest of your Friday. I'm going to go check on my pheasant. She claimed that it just ain't natural.
didn't need anyone but me. I sincerely thought I was so complete. Look how wrong you can be. The women I've known I wouldn't let tie my shoe. They wouldn't give you the time of day. But the slit-eyed lady knocked me off my feet. God, I was glad I found you. And if there was words I could tell to you, to have you on the way down the road, I couldn't quote you no Dickens or Shelley O'Keefe.
It's a rock and roll geek train wreck.